I have to take a second and thank the sponsor of today's podcast, LinkedIn. Now, when you're hiring for your small business, you want to find quality professionals that are right for the role. And that's why you have to check out LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn Jobs isn't just a job board. It helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role. And did you know that in a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites? So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. What really amazed me was how quickly I found qualified candidates on LinkedIn. 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. It's like hiring professionals like a professional on LinkedIn. As small business owners, we're always juggling multiple responsibilities. LinkedIn understands this and constantly finds ways to make the hiring process easier. They've even launched a feature that helps you write job descriptions, making the process even quicker. And it's really no wonder why 2.5 million small businesses use LinkedIn for hiring. I can't recommend it enough for finding top-notch professionals who could take your business to the next level. Post your job for free at linkedin.com/excellence. That's linkedin.com/excellence to post your job for free. Terms and conditions apply.
Nerds. All right, listeners, please welcome our real life finance nerd from NerdWallet, Sean.
Hey, Scott, thanks for having me.
Now, we all know NerdWallet for their credit card comparisons, but it's much more than that, right?
Yeah, so much more. I mean, even for credit cards, it's not the basic this card versus that card. With us, you can filter for features you want, you can add your top cards to a comparison table, and get access to exclusive offers.
So smarter tools, smarter financial decisions.
Exactly. Beyond credit cards, we research and review thousands of other financial products, from high-yield savings accounts to mortgage lenders, so that you can find the smartest financial products.
All right, you hear that, world. NerdWallet is not just credit cards.
Thank you for that important PSA, Scott.
And where exactly should people go to compare and find these credit cards and savings accounts and mortgage rates and more?
NerdWallet.com/learn more.
Thanks so much, Sean. NerdWallet, finance smarter.
Scott, I think that's my line. Finance smarter, y'all. NerdWallet Compare Inc., NMLS 1617539.
Nerds! I just need to take a second to thank Keeper Tax for supporting Success Story. I am genuinely excited to tell you about Keeper Tax. Why? Because I hate doing taxes. I hate the stress. I hate the spreadsheets. I hate the deadlines. I hate the tracking of the expenses. I hate the maximizing deductions. I hate the learning all the laws and the rules. And honestly, Keeper, it's just, they've been a game changer. Here's why I love it. Keeper automatically scans my expenses for tax deductions. I just link my cards and boom, it categorizes everything. No more messy spreadsheets, no more lost receipts, and the best part, I can see my tax savings in real time. It's incredibly satisfying watching that number go up with every purchase. On average, Keeper users get an extra $1,200 back, and that's a lot of latte. So if you want to try what's working for me, for a limited time, get a free trial and 10% off your subscription at keepertax.com/Scott. That's keepertax.com/Scott for a free trial and 10% off. Trust me, your future self and your wallet will thank you. Welcome to the 10-Minute MBA. I'm your host, Scott D. Clary. On the 10-Minute MBA, I give you tools, tactics, strategies, and insights that you can use to start, scale, grow, and 10x your business. Let's get into it. Today, we're diving into the trenches of a topic that is deceptively simple, yet monstrously impactful: customer onboarding. You are going to learn everything you need to know about onboarding and why onboarding is one of the most important things you can do for your business, how to turn new users into raving fans and revenue. We're going to talk about why onboarding is your secret weapon and why most people get it wrong. We're going to discuss the psychology of onboarding, how to hack the human brain for engagement. We're going to speak about the onboarding ecosystem, so how to create a holistic approach to customer success. And lastly, I'm going to speak a little bit about cultivating a culture and mindset of customer centricity. So let's jump right into this. I know that onboarding doesn't have the same ring as 10xing your valuation or hacking your way to a $1 billion exit, but trust me, nailing onboarding can be the silent difference between a company that thrives and one that merely survives. Think about the last time you signed up for a new product or service. Did you feel like a valued member of a community? Or or just another cog in the machine? Did you effortlessly unlock the product's value, or did you just stumble through a maze of confusing features? These first impressions matter more than we realize. Research shows that customers who have a positive onboarding experience are far more likely to become long-term advocates, repeat buyers, and even passionate evangelists. In contrast, a poor onboarding experience can lead them to churn, negative reviews, tarnished brand reputation. It's a domino effect, and the first domino is that crucial onboarding period. Now, let's talk about the onboarding flywheel. This is why I'm so obsessed with onboarding. It's not just a one-time event. It's a flywheel that can drive your entire business forward. When done right, onboarding creates a virtuous cycle of delight, activation, retention, and referral. It's going to delight your customers because they're going to feel understood, supported, and empowered. It's going to activate them because they're going to quickly experience the core value of your product. You're going to retain them. They're going to stick around. They're going to use your product regularly, and they're going to upgrade. And lastly, they're going to refer. They're going to tell their friends, their colleagues. They're going to bring in new customers. Now, the problem is most companies don't look at onboarding this way. They look at it as a set it and forget it strategy. They look at onboarding as a checkbox exercise. They create a generic welcome email, maybe a quick product tour, and then they assume their job is done. But this set it and forget it approach is a missed opportunity. Remember, your customers are not a monolith. They come from different backgrounds. They have different goals. They learn in different ways. To truly delight them, you need to personalize the onboarding experience. This means tailoring your communication, providing relevant resources, and offering proactive support. The way I like to think about onboarding, and the right way to think about onboarding, is like the first date with your customer. You wouldn't show up late. You wouldn't show up unprepared, mumbling awkward small talk, right? Well, I hope not. Yet, that's exactly how many businesses treat their onboarding. Information overload. They dump manuals and tutorials on users, and it's like handing them a map to a maze and saying, good luck. They ignore emotions because onboarding isn't just about logic. It's about building trust and excitement. And they assume that one size fits all, which is wrong. Your users and your customers are diverse, and their onboarding should be too. A bad onboarding experience is more than just annoying. It's expensive. It leads to churn. It leads to missed revenue. It leads to tarnished brand rep. A great onboarding experience, on the other hand, is like rocket fuel for your business. So if we're going to ditch the meh experience and build an onboarding experience that really wows, this is the framework that I always follow. It's very high level, but it'll start you thinking the right way. So the welcome wagon, first impressions matter. Greet new users with personalized messages, celebrations, and easy wins to build momentum. Next, the guided tour. Don't just show up. Guide. Use interactive walkthroughs, checklists, tool tips. Help users master your product step by step. The aha moment. What's the core value of your product? Design your onboarding to deliver that aha moment as quickly as possible. The community connection. Connect new users with other users, mentors, or support teams. Foster a sense of belonging. This helps accelerate learning. And lastly, the ongoing engagement. Onboarding doesn't end after the first week. Continue to nurture users with relevant content, tips, and challenges to keep them engaged and growing. And a few tools that you can use, there's a lot, but these are a few ones that you can use to level up your onboarding game. You can use UserPilot, which is a powerful platform to create personalized interactive onboarding flows. You can use AppQueues that helps you build beautiful product tours and tool tips without writing code. And of course, Intercom, which is a versatile messaging platform for engaging users at every stage of their journey. Onboarding isn't just a task to check off your list. It's an ongoing conversation with your customers. When you invest in a thoughtful, personalized, and engaging onboarding experience, you're going to turn new users into loyal fans who can't wait to tell the world about your product. Now, I want to talk about the psychology of onboarding, hacking the human brain for engagement, because we've covered the mechanics, but there is a psychology behind it. Understanding how your users think and feel is key to an experience that truly sticks. So the first idea that I want to discuss is the fog behavior model. So have you ever wondered why some habits are easy to form when others start to fizzle out? Well, the fog, F-O-G-G, behavior model explains it. So the fog behavior model discusses three things: motivation, ability, and trigger. Motivation is your users need a reason to engage with your product. What pain point are you solving? What desire are you fulfilling? Ability, your onboarding process must be easy to follow. Simplify steps, eliminate friction, and provide clear instructions. And lastly, trigger, a prompt that reminds users to take action. Emails, notifications, in-app messages. Make sure your triggers are timely and relevant. When all three elements align, you create something called a hot trigger that drives users to take action and experience the value of your product. Now, to add on to this framework, one thing that you have to remember is that humans humans are wired to crave progress. That's why video games have levels, fitness trackers count steps, and project management tools use progress bars. You can tap into this innate desire by incorporating progress indicators into your onboarding. So you can include checklists. You can break down onboarding tasks into smaller, achievable steps. You can include progress bars, so visually represent users' progress through the onboarding process. And if you don't have an app, then find milestones that your user or your buyer or your customer can accomplish. And then rewards. Always celebrate milestones with badges, exclusive content, something. Figure out the reward. By highlighting progress, you create a sense of accomplishment that keeps users motivated and engaged.
I have to take a second and thank the sponsor of today's podcast, LinkedIn. Now, when you're hiring for your small business, you want to find quality professionals that are right for the role. And that's why you have to check out LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn Jobs isn't just a job board. It helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role. And did you know that in a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites? So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. What really amazed me was how quickly I found qualified candidates on LinkedIn. 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. It's like hiring professionals like a professional on LinkedIn. As small business owners, we're always juggling multiple responsibilities. LinkedIn understands this and constantly finds ways to make the hiring process easier. They've even launched a feature that helps you write job descriptions, making the process even quicker. And it's really no wonder why 2.5 million small businesses use LinkedIn for hiring. I can't recommend it enough for finding top-notch professionals who could take your business to the next level. Post your job for free at linkedin.com/excellence. That's linkedin.com/excellence to post your job for free. Terms and conditions apply.
Nerds. All right, listeners, please welcome our real-life finance nerd from NerdWallet, Sean.
Hey, Scott. Thanks for having me.
Now, we all know NerdWallet for their credit card comparisons, but it's much more than that, right?
Yeah, so much more. I mean, even for credit cards, it's not the basic this card versus that card. With us, you can filter for features you want, you can add your top cards to a comparison table, and get access to exclusive offers.
So smarter tools, smarter financial decisions.
Exactly. Beyond credit cards, we research and review thousands of other financial products, from high-yield savings accounts to mortgage lenders, so that you can find the smartest financial products.
All right, you hear that, world? NerdWallet is not just credit cards.
Thank you for that important PSA, Scott.
And where exactly should people go to compare and find these credit cards and savings accounts and mortgage rates and more?
NerdWallet.com/learn more.
Thanks so much, Sean. NerdWallet, finance smarter.
Scott, I think that's my line. Finance smarter, y'all. NerdWallet Compare Inc. NMLS 1617539.
Nerds. I just need to take a second to thank Keeper Tax for supporting Success Story. I am genuinely excited to tell you about Keeper Tax. Why? Because I hate doing taxes. I hate the stress. I hate the spreadsheets. I hate the deadlines. I hate the tracking of the expenses. I hate the maximizing deductions. I hate the learning all the laws and the rules. And honestly, Keeper, it's just, they've been a game changer. Here's why I love it. Keeper automatically scans my expenses for tax deductions. I just link my cards and boom, it categorizes everything. No more messy spreadsheets, no more lost receipts, and the best part, I can see my tax savings in real time. It's incredibly satisfying watching that number go up with every purchase. On average, Keeper users get an extra $1,200 back, and that's a lot of latte. So if you want to try what's working for me, for a limited time, get a free trial and 10% off your subscription at keepertax.com/Scott. That's keepertax.com/Scott for a free trial and 10% off. Trust me, your future self and your wallet will thank you. Now, one more cool idea that will help you when you're designing your onboarding process is something called the Zeigarnik effect. Ever start a Netflix series and you couldn't stop watching until you finished it? That is a Zeigarnik effect in action. This psychological principle states that incomplete tasks tend to stay top of mind. So you want to use it to your advantage when you're onboarding somebody. You can use, for example, cliffhangers. So end onboarding modules with a teaser for what's next. You can use it with incomplete profiles. So you can encourage users to fill out their profiles by showing them what they're missing out on. And you can also use it for limited time offers, so you can create a sense of urgency with special promotions or discounts that expire. When you spark curiosity and leave users and customers wanting more, you'll keep them coming back for more. And lastly, I mentioned this when we started, but there is a very important need for personalization in your onboarding process, because as humans, we all crave to be seen, heard, and understood. This is a very basic psychological principle. It doesn't have a fancy name, but it's something that we experience every single day. And you can build this and bake this into your onboarding. Personalization is key to make your users feel valued and connected to your product. So how do you personalize your onboarding? Very simply, name. Use their name in welcome messages and emails. Interests. You can tailor content recommendations based on their preferences that you would capture in the onboarding sequence. And progress. Acknowledge their achievements, and you can offer personalized tips or emails based on their usage or where they are in their onboarding journey. Remember, onboarding is more than just a process. It's a relationship. You have to understand how this fits your particular business model. Some things are more relevant, some things are not. But the point is, all of these psychological principles matter for any kind of product or service. You have to understand how to incorporate them into your product or service. That's going to be a thought experiment for you. But when you understand the psychology of your users, you can create an onboarding experience that's not only effective, but also enjoyable, memorable, and ultimately profitable. And I know that a lot of the examples probably sound like they're for a B2B SaaS or a B2C SaaS company, but think of ways to incorporate these psychological principles into other types of industries. Consumer goods, services, could be B2B enterprise. It doesn't matter. The point is, these principles work industry agnostic. Now, we've gone into the nitty-gritty of onboarding design and psychology, but there's a very important point to drive home. Onboarding is not an isolated event. It's part of a larger ecosystem that impacts every aspect of your business. So I want you to think of your onboarding process as a funnel. And the funnel can be top of funnel, middle of funnel, and bottom of funnel, right? So the onboarding process is going to affect all stages of the funnel that your customer engages in. So for top of funnel, this is for awareness and acquisition. This is where you attract new users through marketing, advertising, and word of mouth. Middle of funnel is activation and engagement. So your onboarding process usually kicks in here, and it guides users to experience the core value of your product. And lastly, bottom of funnel, retention and advocacy. This is where you nurture users into loyal customers who then refer their friends and sing your praises. But each stage of the funnel requires different strategies and tactics, but they're all interconnected, right? A leaky onboarding process will impact your ability to retain customers, drive referrals. If your onboarding process is out of sync with your marketing and advertising, then it's going to feel like you were sold this dream. And then when you actually bought the product, all of a sudden, it's like the company doesn't care about you anymore, and they put all their money into their marketing and advertising at top of funnel. So you have to see how onboarding affects every single part of your business. Now, as with all business things that you're trying to incorporate, there are metrics that align with your onboarding that will allow you to track whether or not it's working, because data is always your compass. And without it, you're really flying blind. So if you are building out an onboarding process, which you should be, these are just some metrics that you should start to track. So you should start to track TTV, time to value. How long does it take your users to experience the core value of your product? The faster, the better. Activation rate. What percentage of new users complete key onboarding actions? Creating an account, completing a profile, using the product, making a purchase, whatever it is. Churn rate. What percentage of new users abandon your product within a specific time frame? 30 days, 90 days, whatever. Net promoter score, NPS. How likely are users to recommend your product to others? And customer satisfaction, CSAT. How satisfied are users with their onboarding experience? You can use tools like Mixpanel, Amplitude, or Pendo to track these metrics and gain insights into how your onboarding process is performing. And of course, you want to align your onboarding process with your overall business goal. So whether or not it's increasing revenue, reducing churn, or boosting brand awareness, your onboarding process should be designed to support those goals. So you can, for example, align your onboarding process with the goal of increased revenue, where you offer a limited time discount or trial to new users. You can align your onboarding process with the goal of reduced churn. You can personalize the onboarding content based on user behavior and interests that you know will keep them around longer. Or you could align your onboarding process with boosting brand awareness, because you could encourage users that just signed up to share their onboarding experience on social media, or share product features, or share UGC, user-generated content. So when you align your onboarding with your business goals, you start to ensure that every interaction with your product starts to contribute to your company's success. Now, the last thing I want to speak about today is the onboarding mindset, cultivating a culture of customer centricity, because onboarding is never just a project or a process. It is a mindset. mindset. It's a mindset that puts the customer at the center of everything you do. It's a commitment to understanding their needs, anticipating their goals and challenges, and empowering them to achieve everything they want to achieve. So even with the best onboarding in the world, not every customer will be a perfect fit. Some will inevitably churn. But you have to understand that when they churn, it's not always a loss, because it can be an opportunity to learn, improve, and even turn detractors into advocates. Remember, you are building a company that is focused on customers, right? You are a customer-centric company. And that not only includes the people that successfully go through the onboarding process and stay around and keep paying you, but it also includes people that churn and don't pay you anymore. And you have to figure out what is the opportunity with those customers, right? So if we already know that if you deploy a successful onboarding process and people stick around, that's great. It's working. If people leave, how do you adopt the customer-centric mindset and still use that to help your business grow if they leave, right? So exit interviews. When a customer churns, don't just say goodbye. Conduct an exit interview to understand their reasons for leaving. Feedback loops. Use the feedback you gather to improve your onboarding process, product, and overall customer experience. Win back campaigns. Don't just give up on churn customers. Reach out with personalized offers, updates, or incentives to win them back. Remember, every customer interaction in a customer-centric organization is an opportunity to build a lasting relationship. Even if a customer churns, you still leave a positive impression that leads to future business or referrals. Now, I'll leave you with this thought. After everything we've spoken about today, I know that onboarding is not easy. It requires a multidisciplinary approach that combines marketing, product, design, customer success, and leadership, but the rewards are worth it. When you embrace the onboarding challenge, you unlock a world of opportunity for your business. You'll reduce churn, you'll increase revenue, you will boost brand awareness, and most importantly, you'll build lasting relationships with your customers. So, are you ready to become an onboarding leader? The choice is yours, but remember, in the words of Maya Angelou, people will forget what you said, people will forget what you did, but people will never forget how you made them feel. Make your onboarding experience unforgettable. Make your customers feel valued, empowered, and excited about the journey ahead. That's it for today. I hope you enjoyed. I hope you got some value out of that. Make sure you come back tomorrow for another business lesson on the 10-Minute MBA. I have to take a second and thank the sponsor of today's podcast, LinkedIn. Now, when you're hiring for your small business, you want to find quality professionals that are right for the role. And that's why you have to check out LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn Jobs isn't just a job board. It helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role. And did you know that in a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites? So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. What really amazed me was how quickly I found qualified candidates on LinkedIn. 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. It's like hiring professionals like a professional on LinkedIn. As small business owners, we're always juggling multiple responsibilities. LinkedIn understands this and constantly finds ways to make the hiring process easier. They've even launched a feature that helps you write job descriptions, making the process even quicker. And it's really no wonder why 2.5 million small businesses use LinkedIn for hiring. I can't recommend it enough for finding top-notch professionals who could take your business to the next level. Post your job for free at linkedin.com/excellence. That's linkedin.com/excellence to post your job for free. Terms and conditions apply.
Nerds.
All right, listeners, please welcome our real-life finance nerd from NerdWallet, Sean.
Hey, Scott. Thanks for having me.
Now, we all know NerdWallet for their credit card comparisons, but it's much more than that, right?
Yeah, so much more. I mean, even for credit cards, it's not the basic this card versus that card. With us, you can filter for features you want. You can add your top cards to a comparison table and get access to exclusive offers.
So smarter tools, smarter financial decisions.
Exactly. Beyond credit cards, we research and review thousands of other financial products, from high-yield savings accounts to mortgage lenders, so that you can find the smartest financial products.
All right, you hear that, world? NerdWallet is not just credit cards.
Thank you for that important PSA, Scott.
And where exactly should people go to compare and find these credit cards and savings accounts and mortgage rates and more?
NerdWallet.com/learn more.
Thanks so much, Sean. NerdWallet, finance smarter.
Scott, I think that's my line. Finance smarter, y'all. NerdWallet Compare Inc., NMLS, 1617539.
Nerds!
I just need to take a second to thank KeeperTax for supporting Success Story. I am genuinely excited to tell you about KeeperTax. Why? Because I hate doing taxes. I hate the stress. I hate the spreadsheets. I hate the deadlines. I hate the tracking of the expenses. I hate the maximizing deductions. I hate the learning all the laws and the rules. And honestly, Keeper, it's just, they've been a game changer. Here's why I love it. Keeper automatically scans my expenses for tax deductions. I just link my cards and boom, it categorizes everything. No more messy spreadsheets, no more lost receipts. And the best part, I can see my tax savings in real time. It's incredibly satisfying watching that number go up with every purchase. On average, Keeper users get an extra $1,200 back, and that's a lot of latte. So if you want to try what's working for me, for a limited time, get a free trial and 10% off your subscription at keepertax.com/Scott. That's keepertax.com/Scott for a free trial and 10% off. Trust me, your future self and your wallet will thank you.